King Harold Sigurdsson said to the Earl, "Who was the man who spoke so well?" The Earl replied, "That was King Harold Godwinson." "Then," said King Harold Sigurdsson, "that was far too long concealed from me, for they had come so near to our army that this Harold should never have carried back the tidings of our men's slaughter." "Then," said the Earl, "it was certainly imprudent for such chiefs, and it may be as you say, but I saw he was going to offer me peace and a great dominion, and that, on the other hand, I would be his murderer if I betrayed him. And I would rather he should be my murderer than I his, if one of two be to die." King Harold Sigurdsson observed to his men, "That was but a little man, yet he sat firmly in his stirrups." It is said that Harold made these verses at the time: "Advance, advance, no helmets glance, but blue swords play in our array. Advance, advance, no mail coats glance, but hearts are here that ne'er knew fear." His coat of mail was called Emma, and was so long that it reached almost to the middle of his leg, and so strong that no weapon ever pierced it. "Then," said King Harold Sigurdsson, "these verses are but ill composed. I must try to make better." And he composed the following: "In battle storm we seek no lee, with skulking head and bended knee, behind the hollow shield. With eye and hand we fend the head. Courage and skill stand in the stead of panzer, helm and shield, in Hill's bloody field." Thereupon Theodulf sang: "And should our king in battle fall, a fate that God may give to all, his sons will vengeance take, and ne'er shone the sun upon too nobler eaglet in his run, and them will ne'er forsake."